Blog Talk Radio.
Erev Tov, Erev Tov. Good evening. Malcolm Mata. Here, here, here.
Yes, grace is alive and grace is to be praised to the city of our God, the mountain of the Holiness. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the size of the north is the city of a great king, yeah. God known in our place for thy refuge, for Lord the king's assembly. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them pains as a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind, as herb and oak of east seas, the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as the loving kindness of our God in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hands of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yea. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yeah. Walk about Zion and go around about ye. Tell it to our before ya. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for its nation, for joy and the whole earth, ya. Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled, they troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, they have seen as a woman that travel. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel, yeah. I saw a ship travels with east wind, and we had herb heaven seen the city of the Lord above. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, 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 that old ship. Oh, the old ship, that old ship of Zion. Here, here, here on Discipleship, Discipleship Radio here for the Mondays podcast. We have today's daily psalm, Royal Order, psalm number 60, and we're going to ride up with a little more of the evening psalm and get into some of the midrash, some of the deep dub midrash and studies of today's daily psalm. Here, here, here. But first is old ship of Zion. Here, 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 daughter Maitland. Yes, I, right here. Little clip from Boardwalk Empire. Some of that old roots, right? That's on that roots churchical music. Yes, I, of the Negroes up here in this North Country, the Israelites.
I was lost. I was lost. In sin and sorrow, on an isle in life's dark sea, my child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. The old ship of Zion.
Old ship of Zion.
Here's the old
ship of Zion.
ship of Zion. Ship of Zion.
Daddy, are you all right?
I'm fine.
People are looking at you.
One morning, I got on
board.
Rest with Jesus, Deacon.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
Niggles. No, he is.
Yes, die. Safe with Niggles, even the goose and the gas.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The home praises his due for
Here from the liturgy of his divine majesty, here for I and I worship of he who be who he be. Here's what's said in the liturgy, the Kedase, from Monday to Friday, here for the second day of the Shabuah, here for the Monday's podcast. Hear this.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe yeta geturnacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Yes, yes, yes. Salamta, Tainayist Alin, yes, I. Greetings in the name of Ainai, Black Lord and Savior, the Black Jew, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, revealed in the person of he who be, we be, Kedamawi, Hadassalazi, here. Greetings.
The foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest themselves shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Here, let's just ride up again with today's the evening psalm, Psalm 48.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter personal cost, you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever,
guide,
forever,
guide,
forever,
guide,
forever,
guide,
forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Ki Hine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma rahu kentamahu nivhalu nehepazu. Reada ahazatam sham hil kayoleda. Beruach kadim deshaber onigyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken rainu. Beir adonai tsebaot beir elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha bekerev hechalecha. Keshimcha Elohim ken tehillatecha al katve eretz, tzedek malea yeminecha. Yismach har tzion, tagelna benot Yehuda lema'an mishpatecha. Sobbu tzion vehakifuha, sifru migdaleha. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 60, first ear, first
Psalm
ear,
60.
Ear.
O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things, thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, 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 tread down our end.
Lamnat Eyah, Allah Shushan Edut, Miktam Le Dawid Le Lamed. For the chief musician, according to upon Shushan Edut, the lily of the testimony, secret treasure, Miktam le David of David, le Lamed, to teach, 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 Behatzoto eta ram naharaim ueta ramasova, Vayashav Yoab. Vayaka eta edoma begaia melach name Asar Aleph. When he struggled with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Sobah, and Joab returned and smote 12,000 of Edom in the Valley of Salt. Be'ahaz oto et Aram Naharaim ve et Aram Sobah v'yashav Joab v'yak et Edom be'gaya melach shneim asar aleph. Elohim zenachetanu firatetanu anafta tishuvib lanu. O Elohim zenachetanu, you have rejected us. Firatetanu, you have broken us. Anafta, you have been angry. Tishuvib lanu, O restore, restore us, restore I and I. O Elohim, you thrusted us away and demolished us. Elohim zenachetanu, firatetanu. You were provoked to anger, anafta. Yet you pitied us, restore us, tishuvib lanu. Hira ashita eretz, tis ametaha rifa, she bareha kimata. You have made the land to shake. Hira ashita eretz, you have split her, split it open. Piz Amitaha Rifa Shibareha Kimata. Heal Rifa, heal Shibareha, heal its breaches, heal her breaches, her breaks. Kimata, for it totters, for it was shaken. You shook the earth and disturbed her. Heal her breaks, her breaches, for it totters, for it was shaken. Hira ashita eretz, tis amita rifa shibareha kimata. Hira ita amika kashe hisha kiyatanu yayina terra ela. You have made, you shoot. Hira ita, you have made amika, you have made your people. Hirita amika, you have made your people. You have showed to your people kashe, kashe, hardship, hard things. Kashe hishak itanu, you warded, you watered down, you made to drink. Hishak itanu yayin tareela, yayin taerla. You watered us down, you made us to drink the wine of trembling. Yayin tareela, tareela, the wine of vexation, the wine of trembling. Na tata, na tata, liareka, nes le hita no seis mipne koshet sela. You have given a banner, na tata liareka, to those who reverence, those who respect, those who fear you, those who reverence you. Natata Lia Reka Nais. You have given a banner to those who respect you. Lehita no seis, that it may be displayed. Lehita no seis, nipene koshet, Selah, that it may be displayed because of the truth. You gave the ones respecting you a signal. Natata lia reka nais. To flee from the face of the bow, pause, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Le hita no seisa mi pene oshe. Selah. Le mana ye halisun ye die deka. Hoshi ah yimineka, why eneni, that your beloved may be delivered, that your beloved may be delivered. Le ma'an ye halusuna ye diedeka, save with your right hand and answer us and answer I and I. Hoshi ah yimineka, why eneni, so that should be rescued your beloved. Lima'an ye halusuna yediye deka, deliver, deliver. Hoshia, hoshia, deliver, save. Hoshia yemineka, with your hand, your yemineka, your right hand. Wa eneni, and answer I and I, and answer me. Elohim diber, Elohim diber, b'kadsho. Elohim has spoken in his holiness, b'kadsho. Elohim diber, b'kadsho. Eloza, Eloza, Eloza. I will exalt Eloza, Echalik'ah, I shall portion out Shechem, Shechem, Shechem. With Aimek, with Aimek Asukota, my dead, and measure out the valley. And measure out the valley of Sukkot. Elohim spoke in his holiness, in his holy place. Elohim diber b'kadsho. I shall exalt Eloza, Eloza, Eloza. I shall exalt Echalik'ah, I shall divide Echalik'ah Shechem. I shall divide Shechem, the burden. W'aymek, w'aymek asukot, am I dead, and the valley of tents, sukkahs, huts, booths, I shall measure out. Li Gilad, Wili Menashe, Wi Ephraim Maoza Roshi, Yehuda Mehokeke, Gilead is mine. Li for me, Gilead. Li Gilead, Gilead is mine, is mine. Gilead, Li Gilead, Wilia Menashe, and is mine Manasseh. With Ephraim, Ma'oz Roshi. And Ephraim is the fortification of my Ras, Roshi, of my head. And Ephraim also is the helmet of my head. Yehuda, Mechokeki, Yehuda, Mechokeki, Judah is my scepter, is my lawgiver, Yehuda, Mechokeki, Moab, Sirachasi, Moab is my washbowl, Moab is a kettle of my hope, my washbowl, Moab, Sira Rachsi, Moab, Sira Rachsi, Allah Edom, Eshalika, Na'eli, Alaya Pelesheta, Hita Ro'ai, over Edom, I shall throw my shoe, over Edom. Allah Edom, Ashalika Na'ili. Shout loud, O Philistia, because of me. To me, the Philistines submitted. Alai Pileshet Tahita Ro'ai. Hita Ro'ai. Shout loud, submit. Mi yobileni, mi yobileni ira matzora. Who shall bring me? Who shall bring I into the besieged city? Who shall take me away into the city citadel? Mi yobileni ira matzora. Mi yanahani ada edam. Who shall lead me? Ada Edom. Who shall lead me? Who shall guide me? Mia na nahali nahalini nahani. Mia nahani. Mi nahani Ada Edom. Who shall guide me? Who shall lead me to Edom? Hello Ata. Hallo ata Elohim ze nachetanu ulo teitzei Elohim bezivotenu. Have not, shall not you? Hallo ata Elohim, shall not you Elohim ze nachetanu, who has rejected the one thrusting I and I away, Zenachetan Wulo, and not tates a Wulo tates Elohim, and shall you not go forward Elohim, Bez Eva Wubo, Bez Eva Mtsiba Otenu, Bez Eva Otenu, Bez Eva Otenu. Ulo teitz Elohim b'tzivotenu, and shall you not go forth with our armies, O Elohim? Habalanu Ezrat Ezrata Mitzara Wishava Teshuata Adam. Oh, give us help from the adversary. Give to I and I help from affliction. Habalanu Ezrata Mitzara Wishava Teshuata Adam. For deliverance, for vain Wishava Tishuata Adam, for vain vanity, deliverance of man, for deliverance of man, of Adam, is vain. Elohim Na'ese Chayil Elohim na'eseh hayil uhu yabus tzareinu through Elohim be'elohim be'elohim in Elohim through Elohim na'eseh hayil we will do powerfully na'eseh hayil we will do valiantly na'eseh hayil we will do powerfully wuhu yabus tzareinu and it is he who shall tread down I and I adversaries and he shall treat with contempt the ones afflicting us the ones afflicting I and I Belohim na'eseh chayil wuhu yabus tzareinu Na'eseh chayil, we will do valiantly. Na'eseh chayil, we will do powerfully. Wuhu yabus tzareinu. And it is he who shall tread down I and I adversaries. And he shall treat with contempt the ones afflicting us. The ones afflicting I. Belohim na'eseh chayil wuhu yabus tzareinu.
Describe them man so at all. Now take the beast mark and get a sudden fall. Be a chosen out of the many that call. And no job, I mean you will live up as a soldier. When you know you will be a man for no job. See as I play the instrument, my strings are in D. So you must know of your responsibility. Show the role of his imperial majesty and the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Some say Baha'u'llah and Elijah, Muhammad and everyone. Justification is always sad. So you feel make sure when you get the mark in you for it is from the line of the tribe of Judah, root of David. So you feel no doubt. From me you will live up as a soldier. When I hear when we are the man feel no.
The home place is
any of the Rastas have been involved in the killings in Jamaica over the years, or that's somebody else?
Rasta is involved in progress, in making understanding, like preaching traditional culture to people. Rasta no killers. You have to do good before you can be arrested.
You have to do good.
If he's baddie, then you're bad. If he's goodie, then you're good.
What would I have to do to be a Rastafari?
Well, the first thing you have to be born again.
Born again?
Yeah.
Would I have to be black?
Do you have a choice? If you have a choice, you better be black if you have a choice. But if you don't have a choice, someone's got black.
This is the message of Rastafari that you should go back to Africa?
Yes, and that the earth must rule by Africa.
Forward.
One government. Forward, not back, forward.
Yeah, go forward to Africa,
yes.
Not back.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that will ever happen? Do you really believe that will happen?
Yes.
Get a lot of money out of your music?
This herb.
Does it matter to you that it's still against the law here in Jamaica?
Every lie is illegal.
Every law is illegal.
Every government upon the face of this earth today is illegal. I don't care. This is the people who make it out now. It's but a few. Majority of the people upon the earth want it. And it's just a few because guns and prisons and bad life treat you bad. The man who invented capitalism, where is he?
Tell me.
I don't know. Neither the man will bet the next thing, or the next thing, or the next thing. You dig? So the teaching of His Majesty is a truth towards mankind. It's not, it don't make war or nothing. It's a teaching, you know. Them have some material things and them want to captivate your mind and tell you, say, well, you have to work and put your pension and him keep it all. And I check it that the man who met the law was a baby once. Say, you mustn't smoke herb. Him was a baby, mother, wash him off, clean him. You know what I mean? You know how the stage of baby is going through. So today when him come to tell I that I mustn't smoke herb, then he must remember say him was a baby. That means I have knowledge for myself, because when him get that knowledge from tell me that I mustn't smoke herb, when my knowledge tell me I must smoke herb, coming from a country where you learn to do things like, you don't learn to depend on family and all of that, you know. You go out and you plant your own corn. And you watch the corn grow. When corn grow, you pick your own corn, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of them fruits from them tree, you can get them, you know.
What happened when you were shot? You were in your home.
Yeah.
Was it in the morning or at night or what happened?
Well, it was about, about 9 o'clock in the night.
Yeah.
What happened is that the night before, about 3 nights before that, I was living at a place called Pulby, you know.
Mm.
And I went to about 3 o'clock in the morning and get some sleep. And then I vision I was in a lot of gunshots. You know? That was a dream. I was in a barrage of gunshots. And but when it's all over, you know, it's like I never really get no shot. So when the gunshots start flying a Hope Road, the first thing come back to my mind was the vision. And all I could remember is that the vision said, don't run. And so me that stand up, you know.
Where were you hit?
Me? Yes, sir. Yeah.
Went right through? But just
no, I'm said large inside.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You never saw the gunman?
At that time, no.
But you know who did it?
Yeah.
Were they caught?
No, but I'm not caught of police.
Oh.
It's very similar. What I've seen.
Do you see dabbling in politics a good idea for someone in your position?
Well, if it's dabbling politics, I don't know what that is. If it's stand up and talk for my rights, I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right, like my life. You know? All I have is my life. You see, if I run a newspaper, I would do a lot of interviews because what I want to say, I would get it across. But when I talk to someone who have to go to someone and then I'm headed to fit up their business, and if it's too militant, them try to spread that type of propaganda. I mean, media, you know, the media, you know, media is a different game. Media is a media. Even see myself as a revolutionary who don't have no help and not take no bribe from no one to fight it single-handed with music. Rasta is the future. See? Yes. Rasta is the future, kid.
He was a great man that he did a lot of things for poor people and reggae music, and there'll never be another one like him, and he's a king of reggae music.
What would I have to do to be a Rastafari?
Well, the person you'd have to be born again.
Born again?
Yeah.
Would I have to be black?
Do you have a choice? If
no,
you have a choice, you better be black if you have a choice. But if you don't have a choice, come on, black guy.
Yes, 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 some quotes from Purana Selassie, a.k.a. Bob Marley, right there. Here today's daily psalm is seen, one of the scenes is in the shadow of defeat. Yeah, but things are not always as they seem. A lot of false evidence appearing real, but the truth is the teaching of His Majesty and the liberty of I and I Rastafari. So onward and upward, Christ, mine soldier.
As a soldier, you feel always protect the border.
On the battlefield we go.
Garnet Silk and the Rebel Man.
Hey. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching on to war.
When I'm hey. Look at your child.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching on.
But here this as a soldier, we have to death and patrol and keep everything under control. As a soldier, we have to death and patrol and keep everything under control. Because soldier fi brave, soldier fi bold, like the men in the days of old. Play your role, set your goal. Who are good a man, you drop in a hole. A middle age, you're young or you're old. Remember that you fi protect your soul. Just send the message, so do as you're told. And make sure you end up on His payroll.
No battles, no stones, no bombs, no guns. There is spiritual wickedness in high places. Whoa. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching on to war. Mm-hmm. Onward, Christian.
A big problem, you think a little time, we want the heathen. Now them end up in a big problem, we wear the armor, which is a protective shield. Keep we firm upon the battlefield, and me say, who can hear, man, them must have fulfilled your sense of temptation. I am nine, I'm going to go.
Onward, Christian, so.
With a right, with a wrong, no pussy inside it. Tonight, with our guns, our bombs, our sword, our knife. As a soldier, you want to protect your land. So as a soldier, yes, we have to defend and patrol and keep everything under control. As a soldier, we have to defend and patrol and keep everything under control.
No battles, no stones, no bombs, no guns. There is spirit, your wickedness in hell.
Yes, 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 Christ, man, soldiers. It's a connection with today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 60, is themed in the shadow of defeat. It's what I is saying to Jehovah, that he has not been with I armies, and that the loss and all the being defeated in this world, flesh, satanic seclorum, as it seems to be, is because he who be who he be is, has not been with I. So bringing out the St. Garnet, you know, Tony Rebel tune right there, is just to add a little bit of emphasis, right, to one of the applications, you know, of today's daily psalm. We've got some more to share as we ride up right here on the ear and in the irid right here. Yes, we're looking at Psalm 60, today's daily psalm. Also here, we're in the 51st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Shalom. And this 51st Nitzavim, one standing. Now, previous to, we're looking at some of the audios and some of the areas of the teaching for this Shavua here, for this seventh. We have Psalm 82. Remember Psalm 82? Psalm 82 is actually the evening psalm for the third day called Tuesday. And that's where it says that God standeth. So the theme here of standing, Nitzavim, is standing almost like soldiers, standing at attention and standing for a purpose. It's not just the opposite of sitting in the sense of standing here, but it's the idea of standing, like standing at attention. So that's also another connection here with today's daily psalm, you know, giving thanks.
Give thanks unto the black Christ, the black Christ, the black Christ. Give thanks unto the black Christ, the black Christ.
And keeping it connected to the roots, you know, we the black Jews, Yehuda, I, Judaic roots here. Ephraim.
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Ohio Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
So here, today's psalm, Psalm 60, in the shadow of defeat. Let's ride up right here. War.
Yeah.
Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do battle, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies.
Allah Shushana Eduta Mikam Le Dawid Le Lamed Behas Oto Etaram Naharaim We Etaramas Oba Wayashav Yoaba Wayaka Eta Doma Begeya Melach Shneim Asar Aleich Elohim zenachetanu, tziratzetanu, anafta tishovev lanu, hiraashita eretza tizametaha refa, shibareha kimata, hiraita Amika Asher Hisha Kiatanu Yaina Taraela Natata Lia Reka Nesa Lihita No Seisa Mipneya Koshet Sela Le Maana Yea Halskuna yedia deka hoshi a yimineka way neni Elohima dibera dekadisho e zola e halika shikema we aimeka sukota amaded Li Gilyada we Li Menashe we Ephraim Maoza Roshi Yehuda Mia Hokeki Moab Sira Rachitia Allah Edoma Eshalika Na Eli Alaya Pelesheta Hita Ro'ai Mi Yobileni Era Matsor Mia Nacheni Ada Edom Halo Ata Halo Ata Elohim Zenachetanu Ulo Teis Elohim Bez Ivotenu Habalanu
Azarata Misara We Ashava Te Eshuata Adam Belohima Na Ese Hail Wehua Yabusa Arenu.
Yes, 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 the Hail, the Hail. We have the Hail. Again, we have that connection with the royal Amharic, the King of Kings, the language of the King of Kings, the Sun and the Goose and the Guest, and with the Hebrew foundation, Hail, Haile, like Haile, Hail, power. We will do valiantly, valiant, not violently, but it could have a similarity in the effect, but valiantly, powerfully. Chayil, yes sir.
Select up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwafic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see? You see the English language, the English language. Trying your mentality, trying your mind.
Rastafari.
Abba Gada.
Awa Zacha.
Taya
Kala Mana Sai Patala. Warasha.
Shema.
Mizmor Samach. Lam Natseach al Shushan Edud. מכתם לדוד ללמד בהצותו את ארם נהריים ואת ארם צובה וישוב יואב וייך את אדום בגי מלח שנם עשר א' אלוהים זנחתנו פרצתנו ענפת תשובב לנו ירעשת ארץ פצמת רפה שבריה חימת הראית עמך קשה, השקיטנו יין תרעלה, נתת לרעך נס להתנוסס מפני קושת סלע. למען יחלצון ידידיך, הושיע ימינך וענני. אלוהים דיבר בקודשו, אעלוזה אחלקה שכם ועמק סוכות המדד. לי גלעד ולי מנשה, ואפרים מעוז ראשי, יהודה מחוקקי. מואב סיר רחצי, על אדום אשליך נעלי, עלי פלשת התרועעי. מי יובילני עיר מצור, מי נחני עד אדום? הלא אתה אלוהים זנחתנו, ולא תצא אלוהים בצבאותינו. הבה לנו עזרת מצר ושב תשועת אדם. באלוהים נעשה חיל והוא יבוס צרינו.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Hear, hear, hear. Let's hear the king, the war speech. Yes, I.
عندهم يظهر لي النسب من ملكة رقد.
I'm a
peace. Rastafari, the prince of peace. አንዱ ዘር ከሌላው ዘር ይበልጣል ይሻላል የሚባለው እምነት ዋጋ እንዲያጣ ሆኖ ካልተወገደ አንድ አገር ውስጥ አንደኛና ሁለተኛ ደረጃ ዜግነት ካልተሰረዘ አንድ ሰው በቆዳው ቀለም ብቻ የመብቱ መጓደል ካልቀረ ለሁሉም ሰው የዘር ልዩነት ሳይታሰብ ኩሪን ኢኮኖሚክና ተመሳሳይ ሰብአዊ መብት ካልተሰጠው ነዚህ በዚህ ከዚህ በላይ የተዘረዘሩት ሁሉ ከተፈጸመበት ድረስ ሁላችንም የምንደግመለትና የምንመኘው ያ ዓለም እና በደንብ መተዳደር ይደረስበት የማይቻልና እንደዚሁም ዓለም ላይ ሰላም ጸንቶ እንዲኖር የምናደርገው ሙከራ ሁሉ ባዶ ምኞትና መና ሆኖ የሚቀር ግብ እንዳይሆን የሚያሰጋ መሆኑ አስተምሮናል። በደቡብ አፍሪካ፣ ባንጎላ፣ በሞዛምቢክ የሚገኙ ወንድሞቻችን ካሉበት የባርነት ቀንበር ነጻ እስኪወጡ ድረስ መላው አፍሪካውና እስያኖች በዓለም ሸንጎ በእኩልነት ደረጃ ድምጻቸው እስኪደመጥ ድረስ የአፍሪካና የእስያ ክፍለ ዓለም ሙሉ ሰላም አላቸው ለማለት አስቸጋሪ ይሆናል። ለሁሉም ሰው የዘር ልዩነት ሳይታሰብ እኛ አፍሪካውያን ትግላችንን አናቋርጥም። በመጨረሻም መልካም መጥፎን ድል እንደሚነሳና እኛም እንደምናሸንፍ ጥርጥር የለው። የዘር ልዩነትና ጭቆና የቅኝ አገዛዝ መሰረቱ ኢኮኖሚክ ነው። እንደዚህም አስፈቃቂ ተግባሮች የሚወገዱት በኢኮኖሚክ መሳሪያ ነው። በአዲስ አበባው የአፍሪካ መሪዎች ጉባኤ የአፍሪካ አገሮች ዋና በቅኝ አገዛዝ ስር የሚገኙት አፍሪካውያን ካሉበት የባርነት ቀንበር ነጻ ለማውጣት በሚያደርጉት ትግል እንዲረዷቸው በማለት በገዢዎቻቸው ላይና ሙሉ የኢኮኖሚ ሳንክሲዮን እንዲደረግ ወስነው በስራ ላይ አውለውታል። ወደ ማስተር መንገድ የሚመራቸው ስለሚመስልን ከማህበሩም አላማዎች ጋራ የሚስማማ ስለሆነ መላው የተባበሩት መንግስታት አባሎች ተቀብለውት ስራ ላይ እንዲያውሉ ታጥቀን አደራ በማለት እንለምናለን። ሌላ ምርጫ ካለ የደቡብ አፍሪካና የፖርቱጋል መንግስታት አገሮቻቸውን በኢኮኖሚ ረገድ ለማድከም የሚፈልጉ አይመስልን። ድልስ እናገኝ ጊዜ ሳይልፍ የሚቻለንን ሁሉ እናደርግ። ደስ የማይል እርምጃ ከመውሰድ እንዳን። በዛሬው ጊዜ ታላላቅ መንግስታት እንኳ እድላቸውን የመወሰን ስልጣን በእነሱ እጅ ብቻ እንዳልሆነ ማስታወስ ይገባቸዋል። ሰላም እንዲኖር የሁላችንም ተባብሮ መስራት ይጠይቃል። የመጀመሪያውን እሳት የሚጭረው ማን እንደሆነ ይታወቃል። የሁላችንም እድል አንድ ነው። ወይ መጥፋት ወይ መዳን። ሁላችንም ጥፋትን አንፈልግም። ሁላችንም የዚችን ዓላማችን ላይ ድንቁርናና ድህነት ችጋርና በሽታ እንዲወገዱ እንፈልጋለን። ሁላችንም የሰው ዘር የኒውክሌር ጦርነት እንዳይደርስበት እንፈልጋለን።
Shall return as king of kings, Lord of lords, conquer the land of the tribe of Judah. We know that no one else couldn't come in this name except His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Elias Selassie, who had revealed Himself as Christ, His kingly character.
DJ Iman.
Bro, choir!
Yes, yes, yes. Garmawi Nagus Nagas speaking, the voice of the King of Kings. This here, selected excerpts from the address to the United Nations, the United Gentiles, United Nations from October 6, 1963 and seeking to like read along with the sections that were brought forward. The last part of the audio was where His Majesty says, the stake of each one of us is identical, life or death. We all wish to live. We all seek a world in which men are freed of the burden of ignorance, poverty, hunger, and disease. And we shall all be hard-pressed to escape the deadly rain of nuclear fallout should catastrophe overtake us. When the same word sound, His Imperial Majesty is speaking on a couple of very important subject matters, important then and even more important today. One is the address to the United Nations, and then how the United Nations was a basis for hope if it was utilized as it was said to be utilized. As Matthew goes into details right there, one of I and I favorite verses here, where His Majesty says, this does not mean that the United Nations, the uniting of the nations, and the United Nations, the Gentiles, the Goyim, have failed. He says, I have lived too long to cherish many illusions about the essential high-mindedness of men. Interesting today, Psalm 60, where it says that the salvation of man, and more directly of Adam, is vain. It's not I and I, you know, of I and I selves, but of Him in us, the Spirit, the truth in us. But He says right here that He has lived too long. He says, I have lived too long to cherish many illusions about the essential high-mindedness of men, of the B'nai Adam, the sons of Adam, when brought into stark confrontation with the issue of control over their security and their property interests. Not even now, when so much is at hazard, would many nations willingly entrust their destiny to other hands? His Majesty goes on to state that, yet this is the ultimatum presented to us. Secure the conditions whereby men will entrust their security to a larger entity or risk annihilation. Persuade men that their salvation, rests in the subordination of national and local interests to the interests of humanity, or endanger man's future. These are the objectives. Yesterday, unattainable. Today, essential, which we must labor to achieve. His Majesty goes on to say, just to share this word right here, part of the audio there on Burhana Selassie, Bob Marley, and the Wailers of War, the war tune, the war rhythm brought out in that mix there. He says, until this is accomplished, mankind's future remains hazardous, and permanent peace, permanent salam, permanent shalom, a matter for speculation. There is no single magic formula. No one simple step, no words, whether written into the organization's charter or into a treaty between states and the states, the member states, the nation states. This is what the scripture speaks of when it talks about the times of the Gentiles, the times of the nations, the nation states. His Majesty says, whether written into the organization's charter or into a treaty between states, which can automatically guarantee to us, to I and I, what we seek. He says, peace, salam, peace, shalom. Peace is a day-to-day problem, the product of a multitude of events and judgments. Peace, salam, peace, shalom. Peace is not an, quote, is. It's not an is. It is a becoming. It is a becoming. So right here, 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 just some highlights of His Majesty's word sound right here, here, here. And hearing His Majesty speak, it reminds me of this quote here from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11.
For with stammering lips and another tongue,
For with stammering lips, with stammering lips, and stammering lips, and stammering lips, and stammering lips, and stammering lips, for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue, to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear.
They were not here then in 1963, and this brings us here, 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 even in 2021. S.I.s. Thunder, lightning, hotter.
right, now the police and I too up here, you're there, you know? Well, like they won't want to go out, who are wise in their own eyes, and yet they're stretching them own tight. Remember, say your God will stay in a sheep clothes, yet things will be alright. Oh, God, living in Rome, my people are safe, you are. Away from your home, I say your road so far. He has been crowned for fighting so many wars. Black belongs to the throne, Melchizedek. Me, the stars, red, gold, and green. Another hurt fills my heart with joy. Unfold, prince and princess make your comfort. The land of flow, filled with righteousness for I and I. Keep my safe in your arms and for us. Emmanuel, holy, holy, take us home, mark us Darby, first sign sent king of creation, from the western hemisphere, sing for repatriation, cunning words, no source of inspiration, causing hurt, divine sin, some funny nation, in their own self-will, let you swing it high, I and I. When I summarize, open the eyes, yo. Hail, King Selassie, Ethiopia, Zohan, Divine Majesty, Emmanuel, Holy, Holy, take us home, Marcus Garvey, I am the blood and fire warrior, traveling from in those times. For the ark of the covenant, I had the carrier that never yet left me mind. Fruitful bow, Empress Margot, she has been so divine. Let them know we must go to Mount Zion on a full time. Babylon, let the captives free. Do you tell him you were the king? So long and so many years, you in a Babylon, I cry wasted tears. He has been crowned for fighting so many wars. Black created the throne, Melchizedek. Me, the stars, red, gold, and green. Another hurt filled my heart with joy. Unfold, prince and princess, make your convoy. The land of flow, the land for I and I. Keep us safe in your arms and for us, Lord, say I. Hey, King Clyde.
We just found out that he was a descendant of Haile Selassie.
I was telling somebody, I was telling my friend, I said, he looks like him.
That's he's a first descendant of him.
Well, he looks like those guys, Eritrean.
Eritrean, he is Eritrean. Yeah, that's what his nationality is.
Tell us about him.
Ethiopian. That's Solomon's bloodline.
Oh, wow.
King Solomon.
The king of all kings.
Wow.
The triple crown. Walk with lions. Yeah, believe that. Gave Queen Elizabeth a lion. Sent her one back in the days. The only one with the triple crown. Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari.
Yes, 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 yes. It's right up, right up, right up, right here, here, here. Oh, yeah, right here. I just had a feeling like this.
Father. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Sila. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
ታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን። እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላእክት በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም ልሻለሁ። በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ፣ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ። ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል። ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ። የማኅፀንሽን ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው። ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ፣ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።
Mercy on I and I, Maharine, Maharine Christos, Exio, O Lord, Maharine, have mercy on I and I, Christos, O Messiah, O Christ, O Anointed. Here, 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 we got like 35 before the grace period right here, just a kind of heads up, those in the live stream. We're going to go
Midrash deep right here to get into the Midrash, the study of today's daily psalm. One of the themes in the shadow of defeat. But there's some key verses right here in today's psalm, Psalm 60. Psalm 60 in verse 4, where it says, "Thou hast given a banner of salvation, aringuade bicha k, aringuade the green, bicha the yellow, the k, the red. Thou hast given a banner of salvation to those that respect, that reverence the eye, that it may be displayed because of thy truth, the eye truth." You hear many times we say everyone got their own truth, yeah, but so what? In context of this right here, thy truth, the most high truth, the truth of truths, Selah. So here, going to ride up. So be sure right here, the call in is 12:30 on the Eastern Seaboard right here, 12:30, beginning a little half hour late right here. But let's go true right here.
The Midrash first Hebrew proper verse, La Menatzeach, Al Shushan, Edut, Miktam, Lidawit li lamed de hatzoto eta eram naharaim we eta eram sova wayashava yoab wayak eta edom de geya melach
here for a midrash on Mizmor Samek, Psalm 60, Psalm LX. Superscription first Hebrew proper verse, La Menatzeach, Al Shushan, Edit, Miktam, Lidawit, Li Lameid, De Hatzoto, Eta Eram, Naharaim, We Eta Eram, Sova, Wayashava Yoav, Wayak, Eta Edom, Bitgeya Melach, Shinaim Asar Alev. For the leader, for the chief musician, La Menatzeach. For the overcomer, La Menatzeach, Al Shushan Edut. Upon Shushan Edut, upon Lily of testimony, Al Shushan Edut, Miktam Li David, a Miktam of David, Li Lamei, to teach, Bi Hatzoto, when he strove, Eta Eram Naharaim, with Aram Naharaim, We Eta Eram Sova, and with Aram Zoba, we eta Aram Zoba, Wayashaba Yoab, and Joab returned, Wayashab Yoab, Wayak eta Edom, and smote of Edom of Edom, De Geya Melach, in the valley of salt, the gay melach, shenayi asar aleph, 12,000, shenayi asar aleph, asar aleph, 12,000, for the leader, upon Shushan Edut, Miktam of David to teach, La Menatzeach, Al Shushan Edut, Miktam Li David Li Lameid. The phrase Shushan Edut, Lily of Testimony, is to be read in the light of the verse from Yeshaya, Isaiah 50:8. He is near that justifieth me, that justifieth I. Who will contend with me? Who will contend with I? Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah 50 and 8. To what time, to what hour, do the words, "He is near that justifieth me," refer? To the time, to the hour after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Holy One, blessed be He, gave HaTorah, the Torah, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. HaTorah, the Torah, wherefrom they could draw testimony against all the Goyim, all the Gentiles, the international community, against all the nations. When he strove with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah, Bihatzoto et Rama Naharaim et Rama Zobah. That is when Joab went to make war with Aram, with Aram, the Arameans, said to him, "Art thou not Jacob, Yaakov's descendant? And therefore, does not a covenant exist between us, between I and I? For Laban, our forefather said," according to Genesis chapter 31, verses 44, verse 45 and 48. "Now come, let us make a covenant, I and thou, I and the I." And Yaakov and Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar, a matzeva, for a howlet, a stella, a pillar. And Laban and Laban said, "This heap is witness between me and thee this day. This heap is witness between I and thee, I this day." When Joab heard this, he knew not how to contend with it. And he came to David, and said, Aram spoke thus and thus to me. Aram spoke this and this to I." At once, David assembled the Sanhedrin, to whom Shlomo Solomon alluded in the verse from Song of Songs 7 and 3. "Thy belly is like a heap of wheat set about with lilies." The Sanhedrin, the elders declared, "Our fathers made two covenants. Abraham made one of the two, as is said in Genesis chapter 21, verses 22, 23, and 32. "And it came to pass at that time, when Abimelech spoke to Abraham, 'Now therefore swear to me here by Elohim that thou wilt not deal falsely with me.' So they made a covenant. Now, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, the Israelites, were about to enter the land of the Philistines, it was said to them, 'Are you not sons of Abraham? And will you not keep the obligations of the covenant which Abraham made with Abimelech?' The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, replied, 'Indeed, we would keep the covenant, but you are not Philistines. For the Philistines have long since departed.'" The testimony of Scripture in the verse in Deuteronomy, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 23, "The Avim dwelt in villages as far as Gaza, but the Kaphtorim that came forth out of Kaphtor destroyed them," proves that you invalidated the oath. Thereupon, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, entered the land of the Philistines, and possessed it, and possessed her. So too, when the Arameans said to Joab, to Joab, "Are you not of the sons of Yaakov, of Jacob? And did not Aram make a covenant with Yaakov, with Jacob, when Laban said, 'This he be witness, and the pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar to me for harm?'" In Genesis 31, verse 52, Joab is said, is to reply, "But were not the Arameans first to pass over this pillar with intent to harm? Indeed, on his way to cuss Yisrael, Bilaam, Balaam admitted in Numbers 23 and 7, 'Balak, the king of Moab, bringeth me from Aram.'" And this was not the only time that the Arameans passed over this pillar with intent to harm. For scripture's testimony of the days of Cushan Rishtaim is that the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, served Cushan Rishtaim, king of Aram Naharaim, in Judges 3 and 8. Thus, Aram condemns itself by two iniquities, one of the time of Balaam and one of the time of Cushan Rishtaim. After they of the Sanhedrin taught him this, David said, "To the Eternal, in praise of the lily of testimony, Shushan Edut, Niktam, Lidawi, Niktam of David, Lilameid, for the teaching of the sages." In the first verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 60, verse 1, La Menatayah Al Shushan Edut Miktam Lidawi Lilameid Bihatsoto Aram Naharaim and Aram Tzora. What is meant by the word Bihatsoto? It means that Joab set Aram on fire. Or it may mean that he riddled it with arrows. Again, it may mean that he took up the people of Aram Naharaim and set them in Aram Zobah, and that he set the people of Aram Zobah in Aram Naharaim. And Joab returned and smote Edom, Wayashav Yoab, Wayak Eta Edom. This verse teaches that he came back a second time, a second Iowa, and breached its walls. The first time he had said, "If I destroy Edom now, I shall not find food or drink on my return from Aram. But I shall let Edom's people be until I have smitten Aram, and then come back to attack them." So when he returned, he smote the people of Edom, as it is said, Wayashav Yoav Wayak et Edom. And Joab returned and smote Edom. O Elohim, thou hast cast us off, Einai, off. Thou, the eye, hast broken us, Einai, down. thou, the eye, hast been angry. Oh, restore us, restore I and I again. Elohim, senachtanu, siratzatanu, anafta, tishovevalanu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, I cast you off because you cast me off. As scripture says in Hosea 8 and 3, Israel have cast off that which is good. The enemy shall pursue him. But though thou hast been angry with me, turn and come back to me, come back to I. As is said, though thou wast angry with me, let thine anger be turned away, and do thou comfort me, do the I comfort I, in Yeshaya, in Yeshayahu Isaiah, Isaiah 12 and 1. Thou hast made the land to shake. Thou, the eye, hast cleft it. The eye has cleft her. Hira ashta eretza tis amataha rifa shivareha ki matah. When Joab said, O Elohim, thou hast cast us off. Elohim, zenachetanu, zeratzetanu. The eye has poken Einai down. The earth shook because she was cleft. And rolling under his feet, Joab found himself unable to continue fighting. Thereupon David stood up and prayed, heal the breaches thereof, for it tottereth. Rifa shivareha kiyamatah. Heal the breaches thereof, heal her breaches, for she tottereth. What is the literal meaning of Pitzamta? Thou hast cleft it. Pitzamta. Pitzamta. It means that thou, the eye, hast split apart the doors of the earth. Thus, in Aramaic, the word for sections. In the verse from Jeremiah 36 and 23, when Yehudi had read three or four sections, is pismin, splittings. Our masters also speak of, quote, a potsherd big enough to place between one split board, pismin, and another. Thou hast made thy people to see hard things. Thou, the eye, hast made us, I and I, to drink the wine of astonishment. Hiraita ameka asha hishakitanu yayin taraela. Tar-ela. How is tar-ela read literally? It is read as tar to tear ola, its yoke. And thus, like this, it intimates that the yoke of Torah has been torn from us, has been torn from I and I. Natata Liareka Nais Lihita Noseis Mipane Osheta Selah. Thou, the eye, hast given a banner to them that fear, that reverence, that respect the eye, that it may be displayed. On what account was it given? For the sake of arrow straight going. For the sake of arrow straight going. That is, for the sake of the truth forever. That thy beloved may be delivered, saved with thy right hand, and answer, and answer I. Lit ma'an, ye chalatun, ye dideka, hoshia, ye minneka, ye enemi. Phrase with thy right hand. Yitminika with thy right hand. It alludes to Ha Torah, to Jah's direction, instruction that was given with Elohim's right hand. As it is said in Deuteronomy 33:2, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, dost thou seek this hand? I shall give it thee again, as Scripture says in Isaiah 11:11, and it shall come to pass in that day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of Amo, of his people. Gilead is mine. Li Gilead. Gilead is mine. Elohim says, I am he who wrought a miracle. Recover the remnant of Amo, of his people. Gilead is mine. Li Gilead. Gilead is mine. Elohim said, I am he who wrought a miracle for Yephthah, the Gileadite. And I am also he who wrought a miracle for Jah with thy right hand. It alludes to Ha Torah. To Jah's direction, instruction that was given with Elohim's right hand. As it is said in Deuteronomy 33:2, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he said, thus thou seek this hand? I shall give it thee again, as Scripture says in Isaiah 11:11, and it shall come to pass, Liareka Nes, even with Elohim's right hand, as it is said in Deuteronomy, answer, and answer I. Lit ma'an, ye chalazun, ye dideka, hoshia, ye minneka, ye eneini, ye eneini. The phrase, with thy right hand. Yeminika, with thy right hand. It alludes to HaTorah, to Jah's direction, instruction that was given with Elohim's right hand. As it is said in Deuteronomy 33:2, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, bless thee. He said, dost thou seek this hand? I shall give it thee again. As scripture says in Isaiah 11:11, and it shall come to pass in that day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of Amor, of his people. Gilead is mine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, bless thee. He said, dost thou seek this hand? I shall give it thee again. As scripture says in Isaiah 11:11, and it shall come to pass in that day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of Amor, of his people. Gilead is mine. Lee Gilead. Gilead is mine. Elohim said, I am he who wrought a miracle for Yephthah the Gileadite. And I am also he who wrought a miracle for Gideon, the son of Joash, of the tribe of Manasseh, of the tribe of Manasseh. His deliverance was deliverance, I deliverance for only an hour. But, however, in the everlasting, ever-living time I would to come, I shall deliver, I deliver you through the Messiah, the Moshiach, the son of Ephraim, and through the Messiah, the Moshiach, the son of David, of the tribe of Yehuda, of the tribe of Judah. Ephraim also is the strength of my beginning. With Ephraim, Maoz Roshi. Ephraim also is the defense of my head. The Messiah, the son of Ephraim, will be the first to take upon himself the yoke of kingship. But Yehuda, Judah, is my scepter. Yehuda, Mechokeki. That is the Messiah, HaMashiach, the son of David, will finally rule. Moab is my washpot. Moab, Sir Rachzi. As it is said, quote, and they shall fly down upon the shoulder of the Philistines on the west. Together they shall spoil the children of the east. They shall put forth their hand upon Edom and Moab, Edom and Moab, according to Yeshaya, Ishiyahu, Isaias, Isaiah 11, 14. Hence, the words, Moab, Sir, Rachzi, Moab is my wash pot, mean that Moab is like a pot that a man pushes away after he has washed his feet in it. Al Edom, Ashalik, Na'eli, upon Edom do I cast my shoe, to trample it underfoot. As is said in Isaiah 26 and 6, the foot shall trample it down. This is the foot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. For scripture says in Isaiah 63 and 3, yea, I trod them in mine anger and trampled them in my fury, even the feet of the poor, in Isaiah 26 and 6, that is, the King, Messiah, Negus, Messiah. Poor and riding upon an ass, Zechariah 9 and 9, will trample Edom down, and so too will the steps of the needy, Isaiah 26 and 6, the steps of the needy, that is, the steps of Israel, of whom it is said in Judges 6 and 6, and Israel, Israel, was greatly impoverished. Philistia, 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 Hitaro'ai, Hitaro'ai, because of me. Philistia, Hitaro'ai, because of me. Some take Hitaro'ai to mean be broken, as in the verse, the earth is broken, broken down, in Isaiah 24 and 19. But others take Hitaro'ai to be a war cry. The words in Psalm 60:11, who will bring me into the fortified city? Ni yo belay ni ira ma or allude to the war against Rome. The words, who will lead me? Who will lead me to Edom? Who will lead me to Edom? Me, Nahani, Ad Edom. Allude to the war against Constantinople. At that time, that I were the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, the Israelites will find themselves in great trouble and will pray, wilt not thou, the I, Elohim, that has cut and cast I and I off, and thou, Elohim, that didst not go out with our armies, give us help. Give I and I help. Give I and I help from trouble. Hallo ata Elohim. Zenachetanu willo teitze Elohim. Bez ivotenu. Hava lan ezrata nitzar. Wishava Tishuat Adam. For vain is the help of Adam. And when they see Nehemiah, Nehemiah, the son of Hushiel, dead before the gates of Yerushalayim, they will say, for vain is the help of man. With Shava Tishuat Adam. Through Elohim, we and I do valiantly. Belohim Na'ise Chayil. Through Elohim, we will do Chayil. We will do valiantly. We will do powerfully. Belohim Na'ise Chayil, for it is he that will tread down I and I adversary, our adversaries. Wuhu Yahus Areinu, for it is he that will tread down I and I adversaries. Wuhu Yahus Areinu. We'll be right back.
Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered, saved with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, tread down our end, tread down our end, tread down our end. With Ethiopia, this man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Slasya, ha, Yanastalin,
joy. Bapo City and Chalwa, Addis Ababa. Yo, I'm a Gideon.
I was born in a system that doesn't give a fuck about the coming of the light. I forgive, keep my gun slow, you never know, just think I think, get free. That's just the way I live, yeah, that's me, yeah, I live. Don't go, misbehaving, don't take it fly. Behave yourself when you're making it right. Be a victim of things I do to survive. Because I'm all wishing you any good, you Babylonian. This misfit coming out their mouth. Whoa, now you get me mad, I shove it down your throat. Ah, you know I bet Babylon the end. Got nothing in common, I'm the son of Solomon. Oh, telling me lies ain't gon' get you nowhere. Now you turn aside, the idol God and see, now you gon' swear. Damn, you can shatter, but I feel my lips can fall for you. When I get rich, you can catch them fool, but not dead. It's a descendant, well, motherfuckers, go ahead. But God found me blind, the pumpkin, fucking head full of lead, yeah. That's the way I live, yeah, that's me, I did. I was born in a corrupt system, it doesn't give a fuck about you, the meaner, the life of foreign affliction. I keep my gun loud, just let my nose, things get free. That's how I live, that's me, yeah, I see. In pharmacy, the spot my gun, what gun, put on my shotgun. Last pool, spot that gun, drop down, yeah. I was born in a system that doesn't give a fuck about you, no mean or the life of a lovely kid. Keep my gun loud, just let my nose, in case get free. Whoa. Last fool, spot that gun, jot down. Yeah.
This long gun belongs to the man with no name.
Yama. All tunes reaching out to the LOJ Massive. Man like Ross Iodanis, big up yourself. Alongside the EWF Passive. Each and every Massive Bocha. All poor people. This one's reaching out to
you. Love is the answer, my friend. And love is the only way.
Rewind and come back, collector.
Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. Mizmor Samech. Psalm 60. Psalm LX. Mizmor Samech. La Menatzeach. Al Shushan. Edut. Niktam. Le Dawid. Le Lamed. For the leader. For the chief musician. La Menatzeach. For the leader. For the Menatzeach. Chief musician, overcomer, up on, upon, all Shushan Edut, all Shushan Edut, a Miktam. Miktam, Miktam, Miktam. A Miktam. Le Dawi of David. Le Lamed. Le Lamed. Le Lamed. To teach. Now here in the Midrash notes here for today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60, Miktam, in the title, the superscription, Miktam, may mean stela, a stela, a monument, a stela, a stela. That meaning there of Miktam, it fits neatly into the development of the argument, the reasonment that here, Shema Yisrael. The argument, the reasoning that here follows. La Menatzeach Al Shushan Edut Miktam Le David Le Lamed. For the leader upon Shushan Edut. Shushan Edut, 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 Miktam of David to teach. The phrase, Shushan Edut, Lily Shushan of testimony, Edut, Edut, Shushan Edut, Lily of testimony, is to be read in the light of the verse from Yeshayahu, Yeshaya, Isaiah, Isaiah 50 and 8, that reads, He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? He is near that justifieth I. Who will contend with I? Karo Matzadiki Niyariviti. He is near that justifieth I. Karo Matzadiki. Who? Me. Who? Me. Who will contend? Me Yariv. Me Yarib. Me Yariv. E.T. Who will contend? E.T. 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 With me. With I. Karo Matzadiki. Me Yariv. E.T. Me Yariv. E.T. To what time, to what I would do the words, he is near that justifieth me, that justifieth I. Karov Matzadiki. He is near that justifieth me, refer. To what time? To the time, to the Iowa after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, gave HaTorah, gave the Torah to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel. HaTorah, the Torah, where from they could draw testimony, edut, against all the nations. The Torah, HaTorah, Jah's direction, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, HaTorah, wherefrom they could draw testimony against all the nations, the Gentiles, all the Goyi. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. Hebraically, the second verse that reads, when he strove with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah, Behatzoto et Aram Naharaim with et Aram Zobah, when he strove with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah, Behatzoto et Aram Naharaim et Aram Zobah. That is when Joab went to make war with Aram, the Arameans said to him, art thou not Jacob's descendant? Art the I? Is the I Yaakov's descendant? And therefore, does not a covenant exist between us, between I and I? For Laban, for Laban, our forefathers said, according to the words of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 31, verses 44, 45, and 48, now come, let us make a covenant, I and thou, I and the I. And Yaakov took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Laban, Laban said, this heap is witness between me and thee, between I and the I this day. Ve'ata lecha nikareta vrita ni va'ata v'hayal aida v'ni v'ni u'v'necha. And now, v'ata, v'ata, come, come, lecha, lecha, make a covenant, cut a covenant, v'ata, lecha, nikarita, breathe, I and thou, ani, v'ata, and make it be, with Haya for a witness lit aid between me and thee. Baini u Beinecha. Baini u Beinecha. And Jacob and Yaakov. And Jacob took up a stone. Wayikach Yaakov Aren. Waya Riyameha. Matseva, Matseba, and Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. Wayika, Wayikach, Yaakov, Aben, Wayari Meha, Matseba, and Laban, and Laban said, Wayomer Lavan, Vayomer Lavan, Vayomer Laban. And Laban and Laban said, this heap is witness between me and thee, between me and the eye this day. Hagal hazeh aid veini ua veinecha hayom. This heap is witness between me and thee, between I and the I, this day. Hagal hazeh eida beini yo'ua beineka hayom. When Joab heard this, he knew not how to contend, with it. And he came to David and said, Aram spoke thus and thus, like this and like this to me, to I. At once, David assembled the Sanhedrin, to whom Solomon alluded in the verse, even the verse from Song of Songs. Thy belly is like a heap of wheat, set about with lilies. Here from Sher HaSharim, Ha Mazega Bitnech Eremata Chitima Suga Ba Shoshani. Thy belly is like a heap of wheat set about with lily. Ha Mazega Bitnech Eremata Chitima Suga ba shoshani. Wheat symbolizes Torah. Wheat symbolizes Torah. And lilies symbolize sages. Thus the phrase Shushan Edut, the lily of testimony, is taken to refer to the sages of the Sanhedrin, who teach out of their da'at, out of their knowledge, their gnosis of testimony, or out of their knowledge of Torah, out of their knowledge of testimony or Torah. The assembly, the Sanhedrin, declared, our fathers made two covenants. Abraham made one of the two, as it is said, even in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 21, verses 22, 23, and 32, where it reads, and it came to pass at that time, at that Iowa, that Abimelech spoke to Abraham, now therefore swear to me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me. So they made a covenant. Vayehia ba'eta ha'hiya vayomer Avimelech el Avraham lemor v'ata hishava'ali velohima hena im tia shikorli vayikrito Berit, Wayikarito Berit. So they made a covenant. Now when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, were about to enter the land of the Philistines, it was said to them, are you not sons of Abraham? And will you not keep the obligations of the covenant that Abraham made with Abimelech? The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites reply, indeed, we would keep the covenant, but you are not the Philistines. For the Philistines, the Philistines, have long since departed. The testimony of Scripture in the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 23. The Avim dwelt in villages as far as Gaza, but the Kaphtorim that came forth out of Kaphtor destroyed them. The Avim Hayashavim Ba'chotzerim Ad Alza Kafatorim Hayotzaim Mia Kafatora Hisha Midum Vayeshvu Tachtam. The Avim, the Avim, Ha Avim, Ha Avim, the Avim, the Avim, the Avim, Ha Avim, the Avim, were thus the aboriginal Philistines, the original Philistines, with whom the covenant Ha Brit had been made, whereas the Kaphtorim were interlopers. Into their name, Kaphtor, Kaphtorim, into their name Kaphtor, is also read from the Kaf, Fe, the Re, Resh, violate or break. Hence, within this Hebraically, invalidate concerning the name of the Kaphtorim. So, this proves that you, that y'all, invalidated the oath. Thereupon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, entered the land of the Philistines, entered the land of the Philistines, and possessed it, and possessed Har. So too, when the Arameans said to Iyob, said to Joab, are you not the sons of Ya'akov? And did not Aram make a covenant with Ya'akov, with Jacob when Laban, when Laban said, this he be witness, and the pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou, the eye, shalt not pass over this heap, and this pillar to me for harm. Aid Hagal Hazeh, this he be witness. Aid Hagal Hazeh, with Aidah Ha Matzeva, Ani Lo Evor Leka, Eta Hagal Hazeh, with Ata Lo Ata Evor Helaya. Eta hagal hazeh, we eta ha matzeva hazot li ra'ah. This he be witness, and the pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, the eye, and that thou, the eye, shall not pass over this heap and this pillar to me, to I, li ra'ah, for harm, for evil. Joab is to reply, but were not the Arameans first to pass over this pillar with intent, li ra'ah, intent to harm, for evil? Indeed, on his way to curse Israel, Balaam admitted in Bamidbar, in Numbers 23:7, Balak, the king of Moab, bringeth me from Aram. Did not Balaam admit this, saying, Minaram Yanchenia Balak, from Aram Balak brought I. Minaram Yanchenia Balak. And this was not the only time that the Arameans passed over this pillar. Hamatzeva hazot, this pillar, with intent, li ra'ah, for harm, intent to harm, intent li ra'ah, for evil. For scripture's testimony in the days of Kushan Rishathaim is that the children of Israel served Kushan Rishathaim, king of Aram Naharaim, even in Judges chapter 3, verse 8. Vayachar Rafa Yahuwah be Yisrael Vayima Kareima Biyada Kushana Risha Atai Melek Rama Nahirai. Therefore the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Kushan Rishatai, king of Aram Nahirai. Vayichar Rafa Yahuwah be Yisrael Vayayima Kareima Biyad Kushana Rish Atai Melek Rama Nahirai. Thus, like this, Aram condemns itself by two iniquities. One of the time of Balaam, and one of the time of Kushan Rishathaim. So after they of the great assembly, the Sanhedrin, taught him this, David said, to the eternal, Lamanat Eyach, in praise of the Lily of Testimony, all Shushan, Edut, Miktam of Dawid, of David, for the teaching, for the teaching of the sages. Miktam le Dawid le Lamed. Hear, 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 in today's daily psalm, the opening verse, the superscription of Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60, Psalm LX. Laminat Tzayach al Shushan Edut, Miktam le Dawid le Lamed. And David said to the Eternal, Laminat Tzayach, in praise of the Lily of Testimony, al Shushan Edut, Michtam le Dawid of David le Lamed, for the teaching, concerning the teaching of the sages. Behatzoto Aram Naharaim and Aram Zobah. Behatzoto et Aram Naharaim et Aram Zobah. What is meant by the word behatzoto? By the word behatzoto. What is meant by the word behatzoto? These words that are usually rendered when he strove with. Behatzoto. When he strove with. Behatzoto. It means that Joab set Aram on fire. Hear, 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 Hebraically, this is derived from the word tzut, tzut. Behatzoto, and Joab set Aram on fire. Behatzoto, deriving behatzoto from tzut, set on fire. Or, some of the sages say, it may mean that he riddled it with arrows. He riddled it with arrows. Apparently reading the word bi-chatz-oto, reading chatz-oto, and deriving it from chetz, arrow. Again, it may mean that he took up, here, perhaps deriving chatzoto from chetzi, half. Since Joab did not divide the two Arams. According to this variant Targum interpretation, it may be that the commentator thought here of the word, the Hebrew word, chutz, outside. The translation would then be, quote, he deported the people of Aram Naharaim. He deported, put them outside, put them bechutz. Bechutz, because of their chutzpah. Put them outside. It may mean that he took up the people of Aram Naharaim and set them in Aram Zobah, and that he set the people of Aram Zobah in Aram Naharaim. And Job returned and smote Edom. Here, Hebraically, today's daily psalm, Psalm 60, the 2b, the 2b part of the verse. Vayashav Yoav, and Joab returns. Vayak, and smote. Vayak, and smote Et Edom, and smote Edom, Wayashab, Yoab, Wayak, Et Edom.
That man was
Elohim, Senachtanu, Feratzitanu, Anafta, Teshovev Lanu, O Elohim, thou hast cast I and I off, thou the eye hast broken us, I and I down, thou the eye hast been angry, O restore I and I, restore I and I again, Elohim, the Nachtanu, Teratzitanu, Anafta. The Holy One, blessed be He, said, I cast you off because you cast me off. I cast the eye off because the eye cast I off. As Scripture says, even in Hosea 8:3, Israel hath cast off that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. Zanach Yisrael Tov. Oyev Yirdefo. Israel. Israel have cast off that which is good. Zanach Yisrael Tov. The enemy, Oyev. The enemy shall pursue him. Oyev Yirdefo. But though thou hast been angry with me, with thy turn, and come back to me, come back to I, as is said in Isaiah 12:1, where it reads, though thou wast angry with me, may thine anger be turned away, and do thou, do the eye comfort me, do the eye comfort I. He, Anastah, be, for though thou wast angry with me, against me, he, Anastah, be, Yasho. Apeka, thine anger is turned away. Yashov apeka, Yashov apeka, Yashov apeka. Uatir nachmeni, and thou comfortest I. Uatir nachmeni. Thou hast made the land to shake. Thou, the eye, hast cleft it. Hear, 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 Mizmor Samech, Hebraically, right here, Psalm 60, here, fourth verse. Thou hast made the land to shake. Hear, Ashtaha, Eret. Thou hast cleft it. Amtaha, thou hast cleft her. Thou hast made the land to shake. Hir ashta eret. Thou, the eye, hast cleft it, has cleft her. Pitzamtaha, the eye has split her. When Joab said, O God, thou, the eye, hast cast us off. Elohim, the Nachtanu, the eye has, the Nachtanu, has cast I and I off. The earth, she shook, the earth shook, because she was cleft, she was split, and rolling under his feet. Joab found himself unable to continue fighting. Thereupon, David stood up, and he prayed, heal the breaches thereof, heal her breaches, heal the breaches thereof, for she tottereth. Rifa Shevareha, heal the breaches thereof. Rifa Shevareha, Ki Matah, for it, for she tottereth. Ki Matah, Rifa Shevareha, Ki Matah. What is the literal meaning of Pitsamtaha? Pitsamtaha. What is the literal meaning of Pitsamtaha? Thou hast cleft it. The eye has cleft her. Pitsamtaha. It means that thou, the eye, has split apart the doors of the earth. Thus in Aramaic, the word for sections. In the verse found in Yeremiyahu, in Jeremiah 36, verse 23, where it reads, when Jehudi had read three or four sections, we find the word is pitsimim. Splitting, pitsimim. Our masters also speak of, quote, a potsherd big enough to place between one split board, one pitsim, and another. Wayehiya kia karoa Yehudi shalosha delatota we arba'ah. And here, Hebraically, the fifth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. Here, that reads, thou, the eye, hast made thy people to see hard things. Thou hast made thine eye to drink the wine of astonishment. To drink the wine of astonishment. Tar Eila. Here. Here, Ita. Ameka, Asha, Hishakitanu, Yain, Tar Elah. Thou hast made thy people to see, hard things. Thou, the eye, hast made thine eye to drink the wine of staggering. Hirita, Ameka, Asha. The wine of staggering. Yain tarela. How is tarela read literally? It is read as tar to tear, and ola, its yoke. And thus intimates that the yoke of Torah has been torn from I and I. And so some amend this here, Dr. Saul Lieberman's suggestion, the ET has olam, world, which some say does not make any sense. Thus, the word tar-ela being read as tar to tear and ola, its yoke, thus intimating that the yoke of Torah, Jah's direction instructions, has been torn from us, from I and I. Hear the next verse of Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60. Psalm LX, hear, in this midrash, in this study, where it reads, Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed. Thou, the eye, has given a banner to them that fear, that reverence thee, the eye, that it may be displayed. Natata Liareka nais, lehita nosais. Mipnei Koshet Zela. On what account was it given? For the sake of arrow straight going. For the sake of arrow straight going. That is, for the sake of the truth forever. For the sake of the truth. Mipnei Koshet Selah. For the sake of the truth forever. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me. And answer I. Lim'an Yehalutzuna Yedideka Hoshi'ah Yemineka.
And answer me. And answer I. And answer I and I. The phrase, with thy right hand. With thy right hand. Yemineka. With the eye, Yemen. The eye, right hand, Yemineka. This alludes to HaTorah, to direction, instruction, the teaching of the majesty that was given with Ha'el, Elohim's right hand. As it is said even in Devarim and Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 33 and 2, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. Mimino eshdat lamo. Mimino eshdat lamo. At his right hand, mimino was a fiery law. Eshdat lamo for them. Mimino eshdat lamo. Eshdat fiery law. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, dost thou seek this hand? Does the eye seek this hand? I shall give it thee the eye again, as scripture says in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Esaias 11:11, where it reads, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will set his hand again, the second time, to recover the remnant of his people. Wahaya Bayom Hahu Yosif Adonai Shenita Yado Liknota Eta Shar Ammo. And it shall come to pass, Wahaya, Wahaya, Wahaya. And it shall come to pass, Wahaya, Bayom Hahu, in that day, Bayom Hahu, Yosif Adonai, Shenita Yado, that Adonai, Yosif Adonai, will set his hand, Shenita Yado. Set his hand again the second time. Liknota et ashar ammo. To recover the remnant of ammo of his people. Liknota et ashar ammo. Wahaya bayom hahu. Yosif Adonai shenit yado. Liknota et ashar ammo. Gilead is mine. Li Gilad. Gilead. Gilad is mine. Li Gilead. Hear. The 8th verse in Mizmor Samek. Ha'el, the true God said, I am he who wrought a miracle for Yiftah, the Gileadites, for Jephthah, the Gileadites. And I am also he who wrought a miracle for Gideon, the son of Joash of the tribe of Manasseh.
His deliverance, I deliverance for only an hour, only an hour, but in the everlasting Zaman Haba, Eita Haba, at time I were to come, I shall deliver, I deliver you through the Messiah, HaMoshiach, the son of Ephraim, and through HaMoshiach, through the Messiah, Ben David of the tribe of Judah, and through the Messiah, the son of David of the tribe of Yehuda, of the tribe of Judah. Ephraim also is the strength of my beginning. With Ephraim, Ma'oz Roshi is the strength of my beginning, my head. Ephraim also is the defense of my head. With Ephraim, Ma'oz Roshi, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, Ben Ephraim, the son of Ephraim, will be the first to take upon himself the yoke of kingship. But Judah is my scepter. Yehuda mechokaki. Judah is mechokaki, my scepter. Yehuda mechokaki. That is HaMoshiach, the Messiah, Ben David, the son of David, will finally rule. Moab's my wash pot. Moab, Sir Rachzi is my wash pot. Hear, the next verse, Mizmor Samek. The Yod verse, as it is said, quote, and they shall fly down upon the shoulder of the Philistines, the Philistines on the west. Together they shall spoil the children of the east. They shall put forth their hand upon Edom and Moab, upon Edom and Moab, as we have in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 11 and 14. Hence, hear my words, the words, Moab, Sir Rachzi. Moab is my wash pot. This means that Moab, the Moors, Moab is like a pot that a man pushes away after he has washed his feet in it. Upon Edom do I cast my shoe, upon Edom, all Edom, Ashlik Na'ili, all Edom, Ashlik Na'ili, upon Edom, do I cast my shoe, Ashlik Na'ili, to trample it underfoot. As is said even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, in Isaiah 26 and 6, where it reads, the foot shall trample it down. This is the foot of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. For Scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 63 and 3, yea, I trod them in mine anger and trampled them in my fury. Even the feet of the poor, from Yeshayahu, Isaiah 26 and 6, that is the King Messiah, Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, poor and riding upon an ass. Poor and riding up on an ass, as Zechariah 9 and 9 reads, will trample Edom down. And so too will the steps of the needy, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah 26 and 6. That is, the steps of Yisrael, the steps of Israel, of whom it is said even in Judges, Judges 6 and 6, and Israel was greatly impoverished, and Yisrael was greatly impoverished. Alai Peleshet Hitaro'ai Philistia Hitaro'ai 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 because of me. Here, here, here. 10th verse, Hebraic was today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Samek, Philistia, Philistia, Hitaro'ai, because of me. Some take Hitaro'ai to mean be broken, as in the verse from Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 24:19, the earth is broken, broken down. But others take Hitaro'ai to be a war cry. Hitaro'ai, Hitaro'ai. The words, who will bring me? Who will bring I into the fortified city? Me, Yovelaini Ya'ira Matzor. Me, Yovelaini Ya'ir Matzor. Who will bring I into the fortified city, according to the 11th verse, Hebraically, of today's daily psalm? This alludes to the war against Rome, against Rome, against Rome, the war against Rome. Mi yobele ni ira matzor. The words, who will lead me? Who will lead I to Edom? Who will lead I to Edom? Mia nachani at Edom? Who will lead I at Edom to Edom? Mia nachani at Edom? Who will lead I to Edom? This alludes to the war against Constantinople, the war against Byzantine Empire, or Constantinople. At the time, the Iowa that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, the children of Israel will find themselves in great trouble. And they will pray, wilt not thou, O Elohim, that had cast us off, and thou, O Elohim, that didst not go out with our armies, give us help from trouble? Will not the eye give us help from trouble? Hello, Ata, Elohim, the Nachetani, has not the eye? Hello, Ata, Elohim, the Nachetani, cast I and I off? With lo teitze Elohim, this evil denu, and thou the eye goest not forth, not forward, O Elohim, with lo teitze Elohim, with I and I host, this evil denu, this evil denu, with in, within I and I host, this ibotenu. And when they see Nehemiah, the son of Hushiel, dead before the gates of Yerushalayim, dead before the gates of Jerusalem. Hear, 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 Nehemiah, the son of Hushiel. They say that is Messiah, the son of Joseph. Some say the forerunner of Moshiach ben David. This is one interpretation of, and when they see Nehemiah, the son of Hushiel, dead before the gates of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, Arasalam, they will say, for vain is the help of man, for vanity, for vain. Havalanu Ezra Mitar. Give us help from the adversary, from the Tsar. Havalanu Ezrat Mitar. Give us help from trouble. But when they see Nehemiah, the comfort of Jah, Jehovah, the son of Hushiel, dead before the gates of Yerushalayim, they will say, Vishava Teshuat Adam, for vain is the Teshuat, the help, the salvation of Adam. Vishava Teshuat Adam, for vain is the salvation of Adam. Vishava Teshuat Adam. Through Elohim, we, I and I, shall do valiantly. Belohim, Naise Chayil. We will do Chayil, Chayil. We will do valiantly. Belohim, in the true good, the true God. Be Elohim, Belohim, Naise Chayil. We will do Chayil, Naise Chayil, Naise Chayil, Naise Chayil. We will do Chayil. For he it is that will tread down our adversaries. For he it is with who Yavus Areinu. The who Yavus Areinu. With who Yavus Areinu. For it is he. For he it is that will do the treading down of our adversaries. Through Elohim, we will do power. We will do chayil, chayil, chayil. Elohim, na'ise chayil. Wuhu, yavus, tzareinu.
Laila Tov, Boker Tov, Chaberim, Yesai, Rastafari.